Araiom nareon Bible narewa dia vadiwa wa amin'ny Salamo 23.
I want us to look at verse 1 to 7.
Tiko tserevatsika ny andiny voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahafito.
Psalm 32, you can read it.
Yes, Salamo 23. Sambatra ny olona izay voavela ny elony sy voasarona ny fahotany. Sambatra ny olona izay tsy isain'i Jehovah eloka ary tsy misy fitaka ny fanahiny. Raha nangina aho dia nialany ny taolako rehetra noho ny fitarainako mandrakariva. Fa efa navesatra tamiko andro aman'alina ny tananao. Niova ny fahatanjahako toy ny azon'ny fahamainana amin'ny taolany. Amin'ny lohataona, ny fahotako nambarako taminao ary ny eloko tsy mba nafeniko. Hoy izaho, hiaiky ny fahadisoako amin'i Jehovah aho ary ianao dia namela ny eloko ny fahotako. Izany no aoka hivavahan'ny tsara fanahy rehetra aminao amin'izay andro ahitananao. Eny tokoa, na dia tondraka aza ny ranobe tsy ahatratra azy izany. Ianao no fiereko, miaro ahy tsy ho azon'ny fahoriana ianao. Fiompiam-pamonjena no ahodidinao ahy.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, I ask that you would come and impress your thoughts upon our hearts this morning.
Andriamanitra ray aho mangataka ako mba tena hoe ny eritreritra no atsofoka ao aty anatin'ny fonay amin'ity maraina ity.
We need a revelation of you.
Mila fanambarana ny aminao izahay.
We need your word to come and set us free.
Ary mila ny teninao izahay mba ho tonga hanafaka anay.
So that we can live for your glory.
Mba hahafahanay miaina ho an'ny voninahitra.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel like God wants to speak this morning to some people here about forgiveness.
Matsapa ko hoe te iresaka amin'ny olona sasany eto amin'ity toerana ity Andriamanitra androany ny amin'ny hoe famelan-keloka.
We spoke last week about how God, if we turn back to him, he receives us back.
Ary nresaka tsika tamin'ny herinandro hoe rehefa mitodika amin'Andriamanitra tsika miverina aminy dia raisiny miverina indray.
That when there's sin and repentance, restoration follows.
Raha ohatra misy fahotana dia avy eo misy fibebahana dia misy famerenana amin'ny indray avy eo.
In other words, when you sin and you feel like everything is messed up.
Raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa hoe mety hoe nanota ianao dia tsapanao ohatra hoe nikorontana avokoa ny zavatra rehetra.
We must repent.
Dia mila tsy maintsy mibebaka isika.
Turn back to God.
Ary dia mitodika miverina any amin'Andriamanitra.
And if we've wandered away or just got cold towards God.
Ka rehefa hoe nanomboka ny niala an'Andriamanitra tsika na hoe nenangatsika nanoloana an'Andriamanitra.
We must repent and turn back to God.
Dia tsy maintsy mibebaka isika dia mitodika miverina amin'Andriamanitra.
So often people have made the big emphasis on how guilty you are and how you need to repent to avoid God's judgment.
Ary mazana ny olona dia manizingizina foana hoe tena ratsy mihitsy ianao ary mila mibebaka ianao mba hialanao ny amin'ny fitsaran'Andriamanitra.
And many churches do preach that God is standing by ready to strike you.
Ary indrindra raha ny fiangonana sasany mitory hoe io Andriamanitra fa efa mijoro eo te hikapoka anao.
And they want to scare you into repenting.
Ary dia atahorany mihitsy ny ianao mba hibebaka.
Because you could be judged by God at any moment.
Satria afaka ny tsarain'Andriamanitra ianao na amin'ny fotoana ina na amin'ny fotoana ina.
And all the emphasis is put on how what a filthy, rotten sinner you are.
Ary le fanizingizinana dia eo amin'ilay hoe ianao dia tena mpanota tsisy dikany mihitsy.
And so you need to repent, you are told.
Ka dia tenenina anao tsy maintsy mibebaka ianao.
And that's probably all true.
Ary dia mety hoe marina daholo tokoa izany.
We probably are filthy, rotten sinners.
Metena hoe tsisy dikany sady ohatran'ireny hoe lo ireny mihitsy tsika mpanota tsisy dikany.
And if we are, we do deserve judgment.
Ary raha tahaka izany tokoa tsika dia tena mendrika ny fitsarana.
And to avoid it, we should repent.
Ka hialantsika ny amin'izay dia tokony isika hibebaka.
But not enough is said about what happens then.
Fa tsy voalaza, tsy ampy ilay filazana hoe inona ary ny zavatra mitranga rehefa eo.
That God is actually calling you to all of that because He loves you.
Hoe satria miantso anao Andriamanitra ho amin'izany rehetrarehetra izany satria tianao izy.
And so when He calls you to turn back to Him.
Ka rehefa miantso anao izy mba hitodika hiverina any aminazy.
It's because when you are with Him.
Dia satria hoe rehefa miaraka aminy ianao.
You are safe.
You
are set free.
You
are healed.
And
He wants to restore into your life the good things that He wants to bring.
And
so this morning, if I speak about forgiveness, there's an end position God wants to get us to. There is a maturity that He wants in us. Where we can be more like Jesus. More like Jesus than we are today. And why would He want us to be more like Him? Because He is the happiest, most free being in the universe. And so where God wants to bring us is to understand forgiveness. So that we can become forgiving people. Like Jesus, who was on the cross, after people had beaten Him, spat at Him, cursed Him and mocked Him, He was innocent. And the people had turned on Him and they were murdering Him. And Jesus, in the midst of that, says, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing." A bit later, we see in Acts, Stephen is being stoned after preaching Jesus to people. And Stephen becomes the first martyr of the early church. And as he's dying, he says, "Father, forgive them." To the ones that are of the ones that are throwing rocks at him. I don't know what people have thrown rocks at you. Maybe somebody stole your phone. That's like a little stone being thrown at you. Because Stephen, when the rocks hit him, they broke his flesh. They made him bleed. They probably cracked bones. Possibly smashed teeth out of his mouth. Eventually killed him. And while the rocks are coming at him, he says, "Father, forgive them." Maybe you were in love with someone, and they were unfaithful and they betrayed you. Or maybe they just left you without a fight or an explanation. That's a rock. It got thrown at you. Maybe you emotionally hurt by someone. Maybe you've been physically attacked by someone. Or maybe it's just someone that gossiped about you. There's a lot of that that goes around. Far too much. What will your response be? That person gossiped about me, so I'll speak badly about them. Or do you say, "Father, forgive them"? You see, when somebody has hurt you,
ఇతను ఎఫ మిస్యూల్ మండ్రాట నౌ
యు కెన్ ఈదర్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దట్ హర్ట్
నా యనో మియాజన నిన్ రాటి
విచ్ ఇస్ హెవీ
ఇస్ ఐ మదేసట్
ఇట్స్ ఎ హెవీ లోడ్
తినవే ఇంత మదేసట్
యు కెన్ క్యారీ ఇట్ అరౌండ్ విత్ యు ఎవరీవేర్
దే వెంట్ నో మెరకమ్ నౌ ఫోన్ ఇన్ నజలే నౌ
Or you can forgive them.
Nay nowa mamelasru.
And you can be free.
The lasa afake now.
Because you're not waiting for justice.
Satiano tswe miandi samarina na.
You're not insisting on vindication.
It's manis ngizne no alomba ifali ifali zavatin.
You're not fighting to prove yourself right.
Artsmiyaza keno miadwe andrest for wasewa kuminti no zade marin.
You're free.
Afake now.
That's what forgiving does to the person.
Isan zavatra ton lewe mamela yoam leula semano ansa.
The person who was hurt
leula sena rat
can become a prisoner of unforgiveness or they can forgive and be free.
The African way ulasa forgata wanata let's famela kelka nais mamela yelka telasa afak.
So God wants us to be a forgiving people.
Katina demand tika ulasa ulla pamela yelk
that forgive others who wrong us.
Isay mamela andreo afa sena nofa tsuna tamtsika.
The way that Christ forgave those who wronged him.
Ta kan sena melan Christian rose ina noza vatatsinet tam.
Now I firmly believe that you need to have understood or received or experienced forgiveness.
Esa de tena mini mentsune mila tokono azonao tsara ary mila raisinao ihany koa izany famela keloka izany.
If you're going to be forgiving of others.
Isay nora wote noka teo tunga mba upamela ni afa.
So if you have experienced forgiveness.
Kara wote no efa na tsapa nanana traikefa ny amizany hoe vovela heloka izany.
It should lead you to be more forgiving.
Te itarika no bebe kokoa izany mba ho lasa pamela heloka.
And so in Psalm 32.
Ka Psalm 32.
We see something of how much God wants us to experience his forgiveness.
Te mahita tsika zavatra hoe ohatra izany ny apetsaky ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra tsika hoe tsapa tsara an'izany hoe famelan-keloka izany.
Forgiving others is going to start with you experiencing God's forgiveness.
Le hoe famelanao heloka ny hafa dia manomboka amin'ilay hoe ianao manana traikefa manana experience ny amin'ny famelan'Andriamanitra ny heloka.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Sambatra ny olona izay voavela ny elony.
Whose sins are covered.
Si voasarina ny fahotany.
If sins are forgiven, it moves you towards a place of being blessed.
Rehefa hoe voavela ny elona dia mamindra anao any amin'ny toerana lasa hoe sambatra izany.
When God forgives you,
rehefa avelan'Andriamanitra ny elona,
it's a blessing.
Te fitahiny izany.
You move from a bad position to a good one.
Miainga ianao miala avy amin'ilay toerana ratsy iny makany amin'ilay toerana tsara.
Because he forgives you.
Satria namela anao izy.
If you forgive someone else,
raha mamela olon-kafa ianao,
you're bestowing a blessing on them.
Ate mametraka fitahiana ao aminazy ianao.
Moving them from a bad place to a good place.
Mamindra azy ireo ianao hiala avy amin'ny toerana ratsy ho ao amin'ny toerana tsara.
You are not blessed when your sins are not forgiven.
Ary dia tsy voataza any ianao raha ohatra tsy voavela ny elokao.
God wants some of you to hear this morning.
Tian'Andriamanitra ny sasany amintsika ireo aheno an'izany androany maraina.
He wants you to come to him to receive forgiveness.
Tian ianao hanantona azy mba handray famelan-keloka.
But until you come to God.
Fa mandra-panantona ho an'Andriamanitra.
And say, forgive me.
Kailaza hoe mamelana.
You are actually resisting his call.
Ateno izany amin'izany fotoana izany manohitra an'ilay antsony.
Actually that's what all of us do.
Raha ny tena izy izany mihitsy ny ataontsika rehetrarehetra.
I haven't seen anyone sin and immediately just say, oh Lord, I want to turn back to you.
Tsy nahita mihitsy na olona hoe nanota tonga dia teo ny hoe izy tonga dia ny tena tompo. Iverina aminao.
For some people they might have brought that gap down to 5 seconds.
One yulla sasany mety hoe izay elanelana kely izay mety hoe any amin'ny 5 segondra.
You sin and then you apologize.
Nanota ianao dia avy eo ianao miala tsiny mifono.
But there's an instant.
Fa misy hoe tonga dia fatsapana eo io.
A moment in that 5 seconds.
Ao anatin'izay 5 minitra izay.
Where your flesh says why should I? Why should that affect me?
Move now, Mlaze. Manina mwan milam tutkiam fiera.
I was right to call that person a fool.
Sate na mar na minzo na tunga nantene tali mili.
I was right to be angry with them.
Tena na namju minzo niya kuwa inte istramni.
And then the spirit says no.
Telefana fium tene ha.
That was sin.
Fautans,
you need to turn back to God and say, "Forgive me." Everybody has to turn to God to find forgiveness. And David says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long." David had sinned, and he thought, "Oh, it'll be okay. I'll be okay. There's nothing I can do anyway. I can't undo what I did." So life goes on. But life doesn't just go on. Because he said it was like he was wasting away. His bones to his very core. There's a groaning under a heavy load. He says, "Day and night your hand was heavy upon me." So Mira does something wrong. Maybe he's just a bit rude to his wife. And he thinks, "But I'm the man, I can go and do what I please. I don't have to give an account for myself." So he's a bit harsh with his wife. I think it's Peter who says, "If you're harsh with your wife, God won't hear your prayers." So come here, Mira, stand up. For a moment, I'll just pretend to play the role of the Lord. He thinks everything's fine. The Holy Spirit says you shouldn't have been like that with your wife. And his first response is, "What? I did nothing wrong. I can come and go and I don't have to tell her where I'm going." And God takes him, starts to put some pressure on him. He says, "Sort it out." But where does it have to get sorted out first? He just has to admit to God. To God. He has to say, "I sinned against you." And God will put more pressure on your life. And this is where my example isn't good enough. Because God will crush you. He will take away your peace and your soul. He will, like David, your bones are wasting away. God's hand is heavy on you. Because he wants you to come clean. To say, "God, I did wrong." Now it's not just that God wants. God wants to forgive you. But he needs to bring you to the truth first. Which is saying, "God, I need you to forgive me." And so he puts your life under pressure until you admit, "God, I'm trying to run away from you. I'm turning back to you.
Ary dia asina izay vesatra eo amin'ny fiainanao, mandra-patonga anao mitodika any aminazy hoe Andriamanitra izay iverina aminao fa izaho niezaka mitsoaka ny anana lavitra anao.
In verse 5,
amin'ny andininy fahadimy,
David says, then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity.
Ozy izy hoe nifahotako nambarako taminao ary nieloko tsy mba nafeniko.
Yes, the moment of light, he says, I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
Teto rehetra ny jiro ozy izy hoe ambarako amin'ny tompony nifahotako.
And you forgave the guilt of my sin. How hard was that? Did you notice the whole process of God working out forgiveness? Did he say, David, oh, you were really bad? I'm not sure. I'm not sure we can go forwards. I'm not sure what I should say. You must go and fix. Maybe you have to double your tithe. Say 50 Hail Marys. Become a good person before I'll talk to you again. And I don't know how I'm going to figure it out to fix this problem. You better wait a while I go try and fix the damage. And then God starts looking for ways of pricking his finger and squeezing out the blood. It's
going
to be hard to forgive you. That's not how the Bible reads. David says, I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. How hard was that? Easy.
More.
Easy.
More.
Remember what Jesus said? Take my yoke upon you. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you're weary in your soul, come and you'll find rest in me.
Izay miasa fatratra ho anatin'ny fanahinareo manatona na fa mora ny zogako.
Sin wearies the soul.
Ny fahotana de tena mampatonga ny fanahyntsika ohatrany hoe miasa fatratra.
Jesus gives rest.
Jesosy manome fialantsasatra.
You carry sin like a burden and God makes it even harder.
Ianao mitondra an'ilay fahotana tahaka ny enta-mavesatra dia voamely izy ataon'Andriamanitra mafy kokoa.
And then you say, I will go to God and confess my sin.
Dia avy eo ianao miteny hoe andeha ho any amin'Andriamanitra dia hiaiky ny fahotako.
And bam, you set free.
Tonga dia eo ihany tonga anao dia afaka.
Forgiven.
Vovela eloka.
Because the price has already been paid.
Satria ny sarany iny efa voaloiny.
Because Jesus has already died.
Satria Jesosy efa maty izy
tany aloha. And his blood has already been shed.
Ary ny rany efa narotsaka.
So forgiveness is there for you.
Ka le hoe famelan-keloka dia eo ho anao.
What keeps you away?
Mahatonga anao mbola hoe tsy ho eo a?
Is pride.
De le firehareany.
Rebellion.
Le mazandoa.
Self-righteous justification.
Ary manamary tena.
You say, I'm right to be offended.
Mananjoko sara ngamba ho tezitra.
Or I didn't do anything wrong.
Zangana anao zavatra diso.
But the fact is, forgiveness is easily found. No matter what you've done, God can come and lift that burden off you in an instant. In the light of this, David makes a very simple statement.
Ary eo amin'izay zavatra izay Davida dia nampiseho an'ilay izy hoe tena nambarany tsotra kely ilay izy.
In verse 6.
Eo amin'ny andininy fahaenina.
He says, therefore let everyone.
Dosy izy hoe izany no aoka.
Everyone who's godly pray to you while you may be found.
Ivavahany tsara fanahy rehetra aminao amin'izay andro ahitananao.
What he's saying is this.
Ny zavatra izay lazainy dia izao.
I spent so long carrying the weight of my sins.
Izaho dia naharitra ela be mivesatra ny vesatry ny fahotako.
I thought it would be really complicated.
Izaho nieritreritra hoe sarotra be ilay izy.
But I turned to God and said, I'm a sinner.
Kanefa nitodika tamin'Andriamanitra dia niteny hoe mpanota.
I confessed what I'd done wrong.
Niekeko ny zavatra diso nataoko.
And He just forgave me.
Dia tonga dia navelany ny aiko.
Therefore, every one of you should go and find that while it's available.
Raha mbola eo ilay izy dia mitsirairay avy aminareo tokony tonga dia mitodika maka an'izay.
His conclusion is, while the special offer was on for me, the special offer is available for you.
Izy ny famitinana nanaovany anazy hoe le fanomezana manokana azoko raisina ary eo koa ilay izy mbola azonareo raisina.
If a bus arrives,
raha tonga ilay bus
and it says today the trip is free,
ka miteny hoe androany izay zotra izay dia andehananareo rehetra mahimainy teny,
people will look and say, never, won't happen.
Sanatria tsisy an'izany.
One guy goes.
Then he's like, "I'm willing to carry him there."
And the bus takes him where he wants to go for free.
Then when the bus is not coming, the team is late. My man Paul.
He's going to get off the bus and he's going to tell everyone he knows.
At the yard, in business, they tell him you're late as a fountain.
It works.
Mandela is.
You can do it.
Afaka manao izany koa nareo.
You can travel for free.
Afaka mandeha nareo.
Just get on that bus.
Midira fotsiny ao anatiny bus io.
That's what David's doing.
Izany nataony David.
God forgave me, therefore every one of you should be forgiven.
Namela ny eloko Andriamanitra noho izany ianareo rehetra ihany koa dia afaka mivavela eloko.
I don't have to do anything.
Tsy nisy ninona tokony nataoko.
He forgave me.
Fanavelany ako.
Now if a bus carries you,
karaoke to go into the bus, you know.
It wasn't free.
It's my pawn.
For the bus owner.
One le tupun le bus.
He had to pay for the bus, the tires, the fuel.
Is mila mandua le bus, mandua la santa, mandua le pumeania.
But you got to travel for free.
Sayenom miyundra na futsi ni ats mandu free.
No forgiveness really comes for free.
Tsy misy famelan-keloka izay hoe tonga maimaim-poana.
But God gives it freely at His own expense.
Fa Andriamanitra nanome izy maimaim-poana dia izy no nandony sarany.
Having paid for that forgiveness already with the blood of Jesus.
Efa nalohany sahady ny sarany izay famelan-keloka izay tamin'ny alalan'ny rahan'i Jesosy.
Why?
Nahoana?
Why does God do this?
Maninona ary Andriamanitra no manao an'izany?
Why does He pay for your sin?
Naninona izy nandony sarany fahotanao?
In His very nature, God is forgiving.
Ao anatin'ilay naturan'Andriamanitra mihitsy ilay hoe Andriamanitra dia mpamela eloka.
In our sin nature, we are not.
Ao anatin'ilay natiora tsika manota dia tsy tahaka izany tsika.
But God in His very being is forgiving.
Fa amahan'Andriamanitra n'Andriamanitra mihitsy ny mpamela eloka izy.
He is just.
Marina izy a.
But He loves mercy.
Kanefa izy a dia tia famindram-po.
Know this today.
Fantaro izany androany.
God is just.
Hoe marina Andriamanitra.
That's why Jesus had to be punished for your sin.
Izany nahatonga an'ilay hoe tsy maintsy tondra nivesatry ny elokao Jesosy.
So justice is served.
Amin'izay ilay fahamarinana dia tanteraka.
But God loves mercy.
Nefa Andriamanitra tia famindram-po.
So He found a way to give you mercy.
Ary nahita lalana izy ahafahany manome famindram-po anao.
And it costs you nothing.
Ary izany dia maimaim-poana ho anao.
You just have to humble yourself.
Fa mila manetry tena fotsiny ihany ianao.
And say, God, I need your forgiveness.
Dia milaza hoe Andriamanitra izany mila ny famelan-kelokao.
And David says, and He forgave me.
Dia hoy izy Davida hoe tena mela ny eloko izy.
You go to God today right now and He will forgive you.
Raha hanantona an'Andriamanitra ianao amin'izao fotoana izao, hamela ny elokao izy.
Now when you've experienced that, a God who is just but loves mercy, how do you treat others? You see, when you know that forgiveness that God gave at His own expense, it's humbling. I didn't deserve it. Justice is I get punished. Someone may have done you wrong. And justice means you think they should suffer. But God is just. He loves mercy. Can you move beyond justice to that point where you want to give someone mercy? Maybe that person that hurt you or disappointed you doesn't deserve to be forgiven.
Angamba le ulla nandisfana mtenana nao sinandrata nao ini ya tsimendika ni azo nzani famdrampu zani.
But can you love mercy enough to forgive them anyway?
Kaneva veno afaka ni uti famdrampua ka wafaka ni amela yelukazi na isani na tisani azo.
No need for revenge.
Tsimila mamalfati.
Let go of the demand for justice.
Ara velowa le fasoan le we manizingizina we alo tunga mfahamarina.
Because you've received mercy from God.
Satia no fanandray famdrampo tamin'Andriamanitra.
When you were guilty.
Tam le no le no diso iny
koa. You can give mercy to others.
Afaka mbola manome famdrampo any hafa koa ianao.
Forgiving them.
Mba hafano mamela ny elonko
even when they don't deserve it.
Ien fana dia tsy mendrika an'izany azy izy ireo.
That's what forgiveness is about.
Izay ny atao hoe famela keloka.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father,
Ry Andriamanitra iray io,
we have all needed forgiveness at one time or another.
Then tamin'ny fotoana rehetra nisy fotoana izay tsirairay avy reto ny ila famelan keloka avokoa.
We will all need forgiveness again at some point in the future.
Ary mbola ila famelan-keloka ihany koa izay any any amin'ny ho avy any.
Thank you that you're a God who loves mercy.
Misaotra betsaka fa ianao dia Andriamanitra izay tia famindram-po.
That when we confess our sins to you, you are faithful to forgive us.
Hoe rehefa miaiky ny fahotanay aminao izahay dia mahatoky ianao mamela ny elokay.
Help us to contemplate the mercy of God.
Ampio izahay mba tena hoe andray ihany koa an'izany famindram-pon'Andriamanitra izany.
As we think about the mercy we've received.
Dia rehefa mieritreritra an'izany famindram-po voaraina izany izahay.
Help us to be forgiving.
Dia ampio koa izahay mba ho lasa mpamela heloka.
To forgive those who have hurt us.
Amela ny heloka ireo izay nandratra anay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.